Hello and welcome to ArXiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArXiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is titled Agentic Pay, a multi-agent LLM negotiation system for buyer-seller transactions. It's timely because it proposes a system where multiple LLM agents actually negotiate a deal between a buyer and a seller, and then connect that to payment decisions so the transaction can close automatically. Mark will look at it from the field real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, a ton of sales and procurement time is burned on repetitive haggling. Can you do 10% if I buy two? Can you ship faster if I pay now? What if we swap the warranty terms? On marketplaces and in SMB B2B, that's dozens of messages, time zones, and missed windows. Teams want two things: 24/7 coverage that sticks to policy, and fewer drop-offs between yes and actual payment. If an agent can negotiate within preset rules, minimum price, shipping tiers, refund policy, and when terms are met, trigger checkout, invoice, or escrow, you remove a lot of friction. It's about faster cycles, consistent enforcement, and a clean audit trail.
So basically, lots of routine back and forth that eats hours, and the moment a deal fits your rules, you want it to close without another human nudge. That's coverage, consistency, and fewer abandoned carts. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
What's changed is that LLMs have become reliable enough at structured tool use and multi-step workflows. We now have function calling to hit pricing databases and payment APIs, agent frameworks to coordinate buyer and seller roles across rounds, and cheaper, faster inference so multiple steps aren't prohibitive. There's also been progress in multi-agent patterns, self-play, negotiation simulations, and policy checking layers that keep agents within guardrails. Combine that with mature payment rails and OAuth-based credentials, and it's finally realistic to have agents negotiate toward a target utility and then safely execute a settlement action when constraints are met.
Great. Jamie, can you walk us through what Agentic Pay actually proposes, what the pieces are, and where it plugs in?
At a high level, Agentic Pay sets up multiple LLM agents with distinct roles: a buyer agent, a seller agent, and usually a policy or contract agent that checks constraints. They negotiate in rounds using a defined protocol, offers and counteroffers, while a state tracker records the evolving terms like price, quantity, shipping, and deadlines. Each side has a utility function or rule set: minimum price, delivery windows, non-negotiables, and the agents can call tools for facts: inventory, shipping quotes, taxes. The novel part is that when the negotiated state satisfies the constraints, a settlement planner triggers payment actions via provider APIs, think checkout, invoice, or escrow, with verification steps in between. Compared to rule-based chatbots or single-prompt assistants, the contribution is the structured negotiation loop, plus programmatic, policy-gated payment decisioning and execution.
So put simply, two bots haggle inside guardrails, keep track of the deal as it evolves, and when everything lines up, they push the button to pay, safely. Mark, in practice, what would that change for someone running sales or procurement?
What usually happens is lots of copy-paste emails and stalled threads. With this, you preload the rules: floor price, warranty rules, refund window, approved shippers, and the agent handles the back and forth. The moment an acceptable package appears, it moves straight to a checkout or invoice flow. You get fewer abandoned deals, consistent application of policy, and every term logged for later. Day to day, that's hours back and far fewer did we agree on shipping moments.
Let's make it concrete. Mark, give us a simple use case for a small marketplace seller.
First time setup. The seller flips on a negotiate toggle in their dashboard, sets a minimum price, allowed discounts, shipping tiers, and connects a payment provider in Sandbox. A buyer clicks make an offer. The buyer agent proposes $95. The seller agent counters at $105 with two-day shipping. They settle at $99 with standard shipping. Latency per round is a few seconds, so it feels conversational. Once terms meet the seller's rules, the system auto-generates a pay link or kicks off in-platform checkout and logs the contract terms. Prep-wise, You need clean price rules, a tone role prompt, sound helpful but firm, and valid payment credentials. The seller gets fewer messages, faster closes, and a clean audit trail of offers and counters.
Got it. Lightweight setup, quick 2 to 3 rounds, and then straight to pay. Let's turn the dial up. Mark, what does an enterprise procurement scenario look like?
Picture a procurement team sourcing laptops and monitors. They spin up multiple buyer agents by category. Those agents open negotiations with approved suppliers' seller agents. Policies live in shared templates. Max 8% discount without approval, shipping must be insured, ESG clause required. The system can bundle. If we buy 500 monitors and 200 laptops together, can you beat lead time? Above a spend threshold, it pauses for a manager to approve. Payment isn't a blind card charge. It's an escrow or PO generation with conditional release when delivery and QA checks pass. Benefits: fewer emails and calls, faster cycle time, and a clear audit trail for compliance. Required prep: category policies, approval gates, SSO, spend limits, and payment rails configured for PO escrow.
Mechanically, you need an orchestrator that maintains a single deal state per negotiation, often in a shared store. Think a blackboard pattern. Each agent writes structured offers into that state, validated by a schema and a policy checker. Concurrency matters. Multiple buyer agents can negotiate in parallel, so you tag all events with negotiation IDs and lock the state during commits. Partial agreements can become subcontracts, and if a policy is violated, you roll back to the last valid state. Payment wiring typically uses prepare-then-commit semantics. Get an invoice or escrow token, re-verify the final terms against ground truth, price list, stock, then commit the payment action idempotently so you don't double charge. All of that is logged for audit.
Staying on plumbing for a second, Jamie, what about audit trails and fraud mitigation? What should teams bake in from day one?
Log every negotiation move as structured records, who proposed what, with hashes of the prompts and tool outputs. Sign critical events and include idempotency keys for payment calls. Don't ever expose PANs or sensitive payment data to the LLM. Use tokens from your payment provider and keep secrets in a vault. Add deterministic verification, e.g., confirm quoted shipping equals carrier quote, before committing funds. Rate limit negotiation initiations, cap rounds, and apply anomaly detection to flag odd patterns like sudden deep discounts or unusual counterpart behavior. And surface a human approval gate automatically when a policy threshold is crossed.
Okay, under the hood and limits. Jamie, according to the paper, what assumptions are they making and where are the edges today?
Prereqs. You need clear utility functions or rules for each side, reliable tool use for facts like inventory and shipping, access to payment APIs, and secure credential handling. The system assumes agents can stay on policy and that verification layers can catch mistakes before money moves. Limitations include hallucination or over-conceding if prompts are weak, incentive misalignment where agents try to win the metric rather than the business goal, and latency cost because multi-agent loops mean many LLM calls. The experiments, as described, are mostly controlled, simulated buyers/sellers or constrained tasks, so real human behavior will add noise. Future work, they call out, stronger verification and faithfulness checks, human in the loop for high stakes, adversarial and red team testing against prompt injection or manipulative tactics, better scaling and throughput experiments, and more robust safety for payment triggering actions.
Put differently, you need crisp rules, solid connections to your data and payments, and you shouldn't let the model improvise money moves. Expect some lag in cloud costs and keep a person in the loop for big deals while you harden verification. Mark, from an org setup view, what's the practical checklist to roll this out?
Start with ownership. Sales ops or procurement defines policies. Finance owns payment methods and limits. Security owns secrets and audit access. Roll out as a pilot. One product line or category, clear discount bounds, a cap on rounds, and a mandatory human approval above a threshold. Instrument everything. Dashboard for agreement rate, average discount, rounds per deal, latency per round, and cost per negotiation. Add alerts for policy breaches or unusually long haggles. Train the team how to read logs, how to pause or escalate, and how to tweak rules. And communicate to customers. Label the negotiation assistant, set expectations, and offer a talk to a human option.
Last one on engineering trade-offs. Jamie, what's a sane target for latency and cost per negotiation, and how do you keep both under control?
Cap the number of rounds. 3 is a good start. And stream responses so the UI feels responsive. Use smaller, cheaper models for iterative bargaining and reserve a stronger model for the final summary verification step. Cache tool results like shipping quotes for a short TTL, batch external calls when possible, and keep prompts compact to avoid paying for huge contexts. With that, simple negotiations typically land in the cents per deal. Range and complete in tens of seconds end-to-end. Complex multi-supplier cases can climb toward few dollars in minutes if you include human approvals. The key is guardrails, rounds caps, timeouts, idempotent payment calls, and rigorous logging so you can tune cost versus speed over time.
All right, let's wrap with what the authors actually report. Jamie, quick recap of the results. What did they measure? What did they compare to? And in what kind of setting?
The evaluations are largely controlled. Think simulated buyer and seller roles negotiating across predefined product categories with known reservation prices and policy constraints. They track agreement rate, how often a deal is reached within a round cap, negotiation efficiency, number of rounds to converge, and economic utility, how close outcomes are to each side's target or acceptable bounds. They also report policy compliance or faithfulness. Do agents stay within discount limits, shipping restrictions, and approval rules? Baselines include rule-based bargaining strategies and single-turn or single-agent LLM prompts. The multi-agent setup generally increases agreement rate and policy compliance versus those baselines at the cost of more LLM calls and slightly higher latency due to multi-round exchanges. Cost is discussed in terms of call counts and model sizes. With small models in 3 to 5 rounds, they imply per deal costs in the cents range. Bigger models or more rounds push that up. Importantly, most tests are simulations, not messy human behavior in the wild.
So in plain English, in their sandbox, the agent-to-agent haggling closes more deals in fewer ping pongs and stays inside the rules better than basic bots. And it's fast enough to feel like a chat, with cost per deal that can be kept low if you cap rounds and use smaller models. But it's still a lab. Real buyers and sellers will bring surprises. Mark, what should teams realistically expect when they try this for real?
Expect a dip from the paper's curves at first. In production, you'll likely see more rounds before agreement, a few oddball edge cases the policy checker didn't catch, and approvals that add human latency. The first month is tuning. Tighten prompts, clean up price and shipping rules, wire better verification, and adjust round caps. Even so, you'll usually get fewer abandoned deals and faster closes on the straightforward stuff, with a clear audit trail that's better than email chains.
And who gets the most lift early on? Give us the quick filter for where to pilot, Mark.
Teams with repeatable, bounded negotiations win first. Marketplace sellers with clear minimums and shipping tiers. Procurement categories like accessories, peripherals, office supplies where terms are templated. An SMB B2B where discounts have well-defined brackets. If you can encode your guardrails and let a bot handle the routine haggling, you convert more after-hours traffic without spinning up a night shift.
Bottom line, agentic pay is a credible blueprint for taking multi-agent negotiation all the way to payment, turning AI chat into AI checkout under real guardrails. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nbilotti.org/iadaily/en, and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.